And I'm recording.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Chris.
Piazza sent me the two recordings from meeting 1661. Fran just mentioned to me she's just having a little issues with sending 62 because the file is kind of big. So just so
I'll get
knows.
That. Yeah, that's on the board.
Okay. Construction schedule.
That was the last one.
Number 23 was sent on 7/12 and everybody signed off on it. Any comments or anything regarding the schedule?
That was for work updated till, I believe, July 2nd.
Any comments on it? Anyone?
What does it show for substantial completion?
We were done in March, so that's a whole different issue. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. I don't think that's what the schedule shows.
No. Schedule shows a lot more because of your impact. Your constituents say hello.
Could you just...
Simple question.
Yeah.
What did the schedule show?
We gave you the answers. Ours showed the complete... You said substantial completion. I said March. The schedule was extended way out. I don't know what it shows at the end.
Anything else? Anyone? Nobody? Okay. Was the playground work included in the schedule?
One line item, which tells you when the surface was being done. But if you recall, shows at the end of July. But if you recall, my last couple of meetings, I said it wasn't being updated because we weren't unaware of the impacts. So, site works need another day or so to, he was sending me some stuff since the pole was removed and stuff. And included the asphalt too, now that I think about it.
The asphalt for the...
The parking spot.
Area or the whole?
The parking, okay. The parking area, which would happen all at the same time.
All right. That's what I'm asking.
You were saying the playground and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're on the same page.
Anyone else got anything? Okay. Next topic. Field coordination. There's a lot of stuff, so just let me go through it. I'm sure everyone's got tons of things to say.
Chris, sorry to back you up. Can we just go back to the schedule? That was the last schedule because everything's pretty much in punch list stage except for the playground.
Could you do like a 2 or 3 line schedule for the playground?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, Russ.
I'm sorry, Joe. Could you just repeat what you said? Final schedule of what?
That was the last schedule we were issuing for the academic building, community building, exterior work, except for the playground area.
Thank you. All right, field coordination. Just a reminder, everyone's got to keep consolidating, getting their stuff out of here. I know Piazza has their final cleaning scheduled, so all your stuff should be out.
What about here? They're down here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right? They're coming?
No, tomorrow they're down here on this floor to do the final cleaning. Upstairs is being videoed right now. And the punch list for that thing went out, signed off. Well, we sent it out to the architect. that were coming down here tomorrow, and then the first floor is where you gotta get stuff out of.
Well, I think on the first floor, all the stuff is yours.
If you say so.
You got the hallways filled with ceiling tiles.
And your added stock that.
And I think we got the. Did they ever clean out the conference room?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Perfect. I think that's really the only room on the first floor that has stuff in it. It's the conference room.
Okay, but the first floor is not final clean. We wiped it down, everything, but we got to redo it. But you got ceiling tile, you got tiles, you got grid, you got stuff. We have somebody, you guys got to, you know, take it where you got to take it.
Joe, you sent your email for when those that contractor was coming. What was the date?
Today.
They start today?
Yeah, but Nick...
No, it's our guys. Nick had our guys from the union. We're cleaning it all up. And we're videoing every single floor and everything.
Okay. let's see. The playground area, did we coordinate the work with Talt and Lombardo yet? I know Talt laid a couple of their conduits. I think we got to get Lombardo over there still.
Jeff was supposed to call Mike.
There was a change order there for conduit and stuff. That I guess, Nancy, you crossed all this stuff off? Okay. I need background how you got to these numbers, because we're not accepting what you crossed off. And that work has nothing to do with work coinciding with other work.
Okay.
It's separate. But I need it when you take things down, how you got to the number, labor, hourly rate, everything.
Okay.
It's like we give to you.
Okay. ACP panels, everything's on site, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Any idea when those guys will be done?
Today.
Today.
Be done this week.
Mm-hmm.
Back.
They'll be done today.
Good.
Perfect. Okay. City Yonkers wants to schedule the repaving of McLean and Lawrence.
Yep, they're getting back to us with dates. Gave me very little information. They said Lawrence and McLean, they want to repair. That's all they said. They're going to get back to us with dates.
Great.
All they're asking me is if sidewalks and curbs were done. I said pretty much. But what they need to do, yeah. So they're scheduling it. They're going to tell us.
At the last meeting, we talked about all the lockers are installed and we were going to review the trim in the field. We came up with a fix, I believe. What's the status on that?
Markup will be done Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You want wood trim around it. Who's paying for it?
Let's see what the markup looks like. Then we'll decide. We'll discuss it.
Okay, but my advice is, If you want to do the trim, because they've been doing all the Scarsdale is, not to lay it on top of the locker, because the lockers move, and then you get shut. Just hang it over just like, I don't know, a 16th of an inch. So it has like, you know.
You guys are doing the mock-up, right?
No, but they told us to put it flush with the locker, top of the locker. But you know how the lockers bang? Then you're going to get that gap will open up. If you just hang it over a reveal, the locker actually stays in place and you never see, you just see the locker.
Why don't you mock it up the way we asked and then put another piece the way you think it should be.
Okay.
And we'll take a look.
Not only because we did it at Scarsdale. They started off like that and then it just, you see it from, you know, closing the doors and things like that.
All right.
Okay. So we'll do it, you know, both ways.
The boards for the areas at the sliding doors, those came in. You guys started installing them already?
They're hung, right?
They're all done, yep.
All done.
Great.
Looks like 1 foot.
12 inches, yep, 1 foot.
We'd like to get use common sense in a couple areas. looks great.
Sure does.
Let's see, guardrails for stair A, CCD was issued, KGD sent back to RFI and submittal. Piazza stated they were unable to provide an update on when this will be completed.
I can't get the grill.
You were going to provide
I don't know what the, I just can't get that grill this way or dime, I just can't get it.
Yeah, you said, I think I Joe said, mentioned that you guys were, had an alternative
We're going to give you a sample.
Yeah, you're going to do a sample in the field and let us know when we could look at it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because all of these things here that our computer tech, Kevin, is sending to us, how are you going to manage them fabricating in their shop? Am I to bring their shop here so they can fabricate here? And you check the T&M, or are you going to have somebody there? Because I don't want that somebody to say, it only takes 45 minutes.
Well, let's get the sample, and we'll make the decision from there.
Oh, he's saying it's a CCD and T&M, so how are you going to monitor the shop fabrication?
Correct.
That's the question. So I don't know the answer. We'll talk with Savin about it.
Okay.
Okay. Regarding elevator, is testing still on schedule for 7/23?
Yes.
And I don't
and if
have...
the test pass, it's turned over right then?
Right there and done. It's yours.
And that's only the...
academic.
Yeah.
Well, the other one's ready to go. Just, we were told, like, that Wednesday, I don't know, the monthly or whatever, that it was set up for a generator. They said that you guys wanted the battery, so we ordered the battery. We should have the battery. Probably the same day that he brings that, he'll bring the battery. That just clips on.
Nancy, did you get confirmation from Jose about ADT being here on 7/23?
Yes. Multiple times.
Okay.
The test is going to start around 11 o'clock. Before that, there's going to be some punch list items between Tall, Piazza, and whoever, just to make sure that it passes.
In academic building?
Yeah. Remember, I'm calling the punch list. There was like some fire alarm testing to make sure before there was some final connections.
Okay.
Which is the norm.
Yeah. No. Jose and I are on the same page.
All right, good.
Joe, at the last meeting, you said you wanted to agree on a price for the elevator CCD work related to security. Is it?
That's done. Just, I don't know if it was issued yet, but we agreed.
Yeah, she did that.
I'm sorry, which one was that?
The elevator CCD security work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're done with that.
Do you know when it's being issued or if it was issued?
Should have been already.
I think it's in process.
Yeah.
Owner's reviewing the words, but our part's done.
Okay.
Okay. Nick, you just made a comment about the batteries. Did you have a date when they'd be here or no?
No, it should be here. I think most likely they're going to bring it today that they do the testing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. It just hooks up to the back.
Yeah.
It's all ready for it. Just like plugs in. But, Mike, that elevator's also it's got the conduit to hook up to a generator, too.
The main elevator?
No.
regarding hardware, occupied and unoccupied indicators were replaced. Piazza was going to provide an update on the back plates. Any update on the back plates?
Back plates for the bathroom doors?
Yeah, they were shipped.
Did you find them?
No, I didn't find them. They were supposed to be on site Monday at 12:48.
Oh, that's that missing package.
That's the missing package.
Did you take it?
Took them home.
There's some weight to it. I don't know who took it. So you saw in the video, it was delivered here.
But yeah, it was here. 12:48.
Yeah.
I'll just keep that.
Sign for it.
I'll just keep that open.
AAL. That's what says AAL. Who signed for it?
Yeah,
All right, I'll just keep that open for the moment. Regarding kitchen equipment, the pre-testing was done on 6/27. Piazza was to send out the paperwork and return CFL checklist. I think we're still waiting on that.
I think that's done, and we're just waiting for a test on the 19th.
We don't have the checklist, though. The CFL checklist. Okay. He probably has it, or didn't send it.
But it's scheduled for the 19th, right?
Yeah.
That's the testing, you said, Joe?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Testing for 19th.
So he'll probably go over the checklist as he does the testing. And
I thought it was sent. We'll just resend it.
And that's already coordinated with whoever else needs to be there?
Yeah, just us.
Everybody else needs to be there. Okay. regarding the PA system, Talt stated the head end was replaced and testing will be completed by 7/12. Jose, how's the testing of the PA going?
Doing all the testing yesterday.
Completed and yesterday?
And he's doing today. It'll be done probably by tomorrow. And we're doing, we got there yet, but we're doing the
training
on Friday for the PA fire alarm area rescue clock.
The 19th,
all the
right?
Systems. Yeah, Friday.
This Friday or next Friday?
This Friday.
That's
Friday.
That's the 19th, right?
Second floor.
Yeah.
Academic
building.
And that's all coordinated too, right? With whoever's got to be here.
I sent out the email and requested if anybody that wasn't on that email is passed around.
Okay.
Russ, I know Russ, you're interested. We got the NFPA 72 for the fire alarm system.
Yes.
And we also received the completion letter from ADP. So I know you're going to need that for your CFO.
Yeah, I think
the
fire inspector is going to need it.
I have that.
And VGA is going to need that.
I have it. I'll send it over to you.
But can you just upload it?
I will. I sent you a copy. He also sent me over the one for the PA. He also sent me the one for the
preliminary schedule. We got to talk about one thing at a time. There's so many moving parts right now.
So I'll upload all that to submission.
Was that the test reports?
Test reports, yep. And the NFPA 72 for quality.
Yeah, where are you?
Jose, the missing extension piece for the hold opens, you still missing a couple?
We installed all the ones that we have. There was a couple of doors that we had to get adjusted. They did.
About an hour. You're talking about the 180-degree turn ones?
CNC, yeah, I don't think that's done. Is it done?
Which one? There was one that I believe is on the fourth floor.
That's not done?
No, that it is done.
Are there any locations that still need it?
Well, I saw one the other day that the hold open wasn't on the door itself.
It is definitely a staircase. It's definitely a staircase.
What?
I saw it on. It's definitely a staircase. We saw one.
Right?
Yep.
I don't know where, but I saw it.
Was that when we were walking in?
I don't know.
Because there was one when we were walking.
I went to go push the door back to the magnet, and it wasn't there. That's how I figured it out. I think it was A, by the way. I think it was stair A. So what's going on with the stair C 180-degree adjustment?
He's moving the enclosure over, so it'll operate.
Okay.
180. He may have already done it.
Okay. Jim, at the last meeting, the BMS was currently being programmed. You were currently waiting on Clima.
Clima's here. Clima's here. We're EMF, and they're doing the addressing of all the ERUs right now. Once all that's set up, then EMF's going to start working on the BMS and the graphics and everything, and the front end. When it's going to be done, don't know, but they're working on it.
Okay.
once they pull in all the units and they see all the units, then they can start working on the graphics.
Well, Jim, at the last meeting, you said 3 days after Kleiman was here. This is the crap my brain remembers.
I lied.
So it's what, like 5 days now?
5 weeks. We're at their mercy.
Yeah. Well, once EMF can see everything, all the units, EMF does all the graphics and stuff. So right now, Climate's doing the dressing, and EMF is starting to see the units, then
from
their office, they got the graphics.
Okay, did we address the units that were not coming back on on their own on fire alarm?
That's the next bullet. I didn't get there yet.
That's what they're going to look into also. They also, Climate's looking to see if it was ordered that way. And if it was ordered that way, it seems like only four of them do not restart and three restarts. So that means if it can't be programmed and changed, then they're going to have to manually restart the units.
The numbering
one. So Climate's looking into it.
I don't think that's what you want, is it?
That's not going to be acceptable.
Yeah. So. Which four units?
Different.
Let me guess, the kitchen?
This is what they
wanted. I didn't hear the whole thing. What was the big issue?
So when the units go out on fire alarm, you manually have to go back up and reset it.
So the gym resets on its own, the cafeteria resets on its own, and third floor ERU resets on its own. Fourth floor, second floor, and two basement units do not reset on their own.
So what's the...
Climate's looking into that and see if they could change the program on it. If not, Annex Air might have to get into the controllers remotely and see if they could change that program. But Climate's trying to confirm if it was ordered that way. If it was ordered that way...
I thought it was as simple as reversing whatever they did already.
And I did that. And I shut the unit down, turned it on, three came back on, the other four didn't, which is the program.
That had nothing to do with the fire alarm wiring.
No, it is the wiring, because when I terminate it, it shuts off for fire alarm purposes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it does, those three did go back on, but the other ones didn't, and it's an Annex Air programming thing.
Yes.
And Annex Air and Climber, they're talking to each other to see if it was ordered that way.
Okay.
So I'm waiting on confirmation for that and see what we can do after that.
So are there any controls operating that the owner can use to turn units on and off?
As of now?
Yeah.
The LGs, they could do it from the thermostats. LGs, the Annex Airs. They would have to shut it off and on, but other than that, like maintaining temperature on the ERUs, that you gotta wait for the BMS for that. And like I said, they're doing, once they pull in all the ERUs and they can see the ERUs of EMF, they're gonna start on the graphics right away. And Ron is here from EMF, I'll talk to him about that and see how long it's gonna take.
And Jim, you still need an update on your PCO for fin tube corners, right?
That's correct.
Is it out? Turn that on? That's the gas panel.
Anything else for field coordination?
Just one quick thing. I'm sorry. I was late for the the elevator testing is still scheduled for 7:23, correct?
Yeah.
Now,
11 a.m.
Is that for both elevators, or just why are we not doing both?
Not a standard.
The batteries. If the batteries come in, we'll do both.
Okay. So, but do we know if the batteries are going to come in?
I don't have confirmation.
Okay, so if we have to get ADT back out here, they're going to want to get paid.
I made the comment for the academic building, Jose. The test at 11, but before that, I called it a punch list items that we and you discussed that we have to test and stuff to make sure and all that stuff.
Okay. So, the smoke curtain, is that something?
No, that's not part of it.
Okay, is the smoke curtain going to be moved so we can finish doing our combination? On the first floor.
Can we have one conversation, please?
Well, we're discussing the
meeting. No, you are.
I'm
trying to listen to you, but there's another one happening here, so it's kind of hard.
Okay, so the smoke curtain for the first floor, when is that going to happen?
I will call... Modern fault today.
Okay.
And follow up on that.
Okay. So, just want to put it out there. We're here doing punch list this week. We'll be done with our punch list.
Get behind.
We will not be here.
That's true. They've acknowledged that. And they're gonna
after that. So, if there's any open issues from other contractors or subcontractors that they haven't finished doing their work, it's going to have to be scheduled.
Jose, can you please call Al and get him to turn on the gas panel in the kitchen?
We have it, it's about money, that's all.
Okay.
We'll get them scheduled.
What were we going to talk about this?
Anything else on field coordination? Con Ed's here doing the, for the gas booster.
They gave us
Gas booster, kitchen, and water heater.
These
guys
are
like
the
Pope, God, and the president, all in one.
One that you can't get behind.
That's it.
What does that got to do with money?
I'll show you.
Okay.
All right. Let's see, next topic.
Did they okay? In writing?
Construction observations.
Last meeting.
That wasn't approved.
Punch list was sent out. Everyone should be working on them. Did we send the KGD? You guys were going to send the copy of the punch list to YPS. Did we do that?
Today it'll go to them as soon as the
dirt.
No, that was on us.
I don't think it did.
Okay.
I skipped to on the next page.
We're on construction.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, well.
No worries. You still got to send it, you said?
Yeah, I might be able to do it right now.
Mike, did you send a copy of the book?
Both of them.
Piazza stated third and fourth floor punch list was about 90% complete and would like KG&D to review. And YPS also stated that they want to be included on all punch list walkthroughs. Do we have a date when we want to review this, or how do we want to go about that?
Don't let us know.
We'll send back our markups today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
after we get them, we'll schedule them.
That's the punch list marked up, right?
Yeah, saying that it's been completed
and
stuff.
Are you working on your punch list, Jana?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
MEP punch list was sent out on 7-8. Fire pump still remains. Lombardo is scheduling startup. We don't have a date from Lombardo, right?
For what?
The startup of the fire pump?
No.
The efflorescence. I know Hall was out here cleaning this week. It looks beautiful. I do have one question, though. They skipped over the cast stone in the middle there. Do you know why?
Probably because Jeff was right below them, I'm guessing.
I'm just asking a question.
Was clean,
I don't know.
I mean, it's possible, but I'm just kind of asking what's happening.
I thought the only gripe was on the brick.
Yeah, the cast stone is clean.
It doesn't, it looks the same. You might want to take a look at it. Take a look and.
Okay.
Right at the main entrance there, you'll see.
No,
it.
I know where the cast stone is. I'm just saying, I thought
like
the only comment you guys had was the brick. Was with the one of the brick cleaned. Front entrance wasn't really mentioned.
Yeah. It just kind of says the east and south side of the building, but you can take a look and
look. Field trip.
Anybody got anything else on construction observations?
What's the status of the work at the front entrance?
It's ongoing. They're working on it right now.
I think all he's got left
the
is
pavers,
the pavers.
Right? That's all that's left. When are the pavers coming?
I think the pavers are ready here.
I think
they're on McLean Avenue.
Again, who's signing the tickets for the extra work? Not the contract work. which is just that piece of slab, who's signing the tickets? Nobody's, you haven't signed a ticket there.
I've never seen one.
We're gonna get your tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just, everything's on T&M and it's, yep, it's overwhelming, you know. Not everything needs to be on T&M.
Just the extra work's on T&M.
Exactly.
I do have one thing for observations. I know, Piazza, you got your painters here working on their punch list, which is great, but they're removing like clocks and stuff off the walls and not putting them back up.
The one clock?
I don't know about, I didn't really verify how many. I just know that.
So you saw one clock?
There was one clock.
I didn't, so I wasn't back. Told how many clocks. I was just told clocks.
I got
clocks.
Some chewing gum, put it back.
Great.
One clock. We'll take back.
No, I just know Talt doesn't have any extra clocks, so if something gets damaged, we don't have an extra clock to replace it with. Anybody
you
else?
Have stock on the clocks?
We don't have any here.
Added stock.
Might be one or two.
All right. Next topic, submittals.
This is one you should jump over, Chris.
I just have one question on the submittals. The PVC fence, was that resubmitted?
It was not.
No.
Okay, I don't think I saw that.
No.
And I saw the motor just got submitted today.
Yeah.
Take a look.
Did she pick something else that was specified? I think she did.
When I got the submittal last night, I didn't get a chance to double check. I just forwarded it because I know the urgency.
I quickly looked at it this morning, and it looks like it's missing stuff, so... Brian, if you can jump all over that, it would be great.
I will try to get to it this afternoon.
Thanks.
Tomorrow.
Which submittal is that for?
PVC operator.
Gate operator.
At the parking lot?
Yeah.
See you guys,
Ann.
I think you have some
stuff. Yes, please.
Brian, I do got one. It's not really in your court. It's kind of BGA's court, but J&M submitted their preliminary testing balancing report on submittal exchange for you guys to review. That was on 7/9. RFIs, there's no open RFIs right now.
I think it's a first.
Shit. Brian's doing a great job with that.
Oh, speaking of closed-out diary, do you want them on a? How do you want paper or you want on a disc or both?
I think we can do them
electronically, right? A thumb drive.
I emailed you guys a question about that a couple days ago. We can figure that out. And then
yeah, because I'm working with Nancy. Nancy and I are going back and forth with that already.
I don't think we need three paper copies of everything.
Okay.
You probably want one paper copy.
I thought maybe two.
I would say.
But
yeah,
one here, one for central.
One. Two paper copies.
And three flash drives.
Two paper and three flash.
I'll reply in an email.
Okay.
That way.
There you go.
Thank you.
We don't have to remember it.
Thank you. I wrote it down, but thank you. Okay, good.
All right.
It's just a lot of paper.
Yeah.
New items. There's a lot here, so just bear with me, people.
But hold on. Back to the closeouts.
Oh.
They should be uploaded to the closeout section of Submittal Exchange in an orderly fashion. I don't know how that's going to get done, but...
Upload them.
You're not going to be able to upload the whole thing. It's going to be impossible.
Yeah. So
why don't we just put it on a thumb drive and give it to you?
All right, we could figure that out once it gets assembled. No problem. But I know what you're talking about on the closeout section. Yeah.
all right. Next topic is new items. Regarding the fire pump, needed to review Talt's PCO for the relay modules. I believe we discussed that and
it's not required.
Not required. Closed. regarding cameras and card readers at the playground site, KGD and ITG were currently working on this. KGD stated ITG sent preliminary sketch and they will review it. According to previous meetings with ITG, this will be a wireless installation, but we'll review preliminary sketch.
I sent the sketch up last night. Piazza and Colt has it.
You saw that?
No.
Do you understand your scope?
I didn't look at it in detail, but I did receive it last night.
Okay. Take a look at it, because apparently all we're doing is running conduit.
He's like a child.
And what am I doing?
Robert.
On the floor.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yes.
Running the wire to the, the wire loop to the, to the motor.
I'm running the wire?
We gotta double check that.
You're installing the beam detectors?
That should be with the gate.
Whatever comes with the gate operate, yeah.
Yep.
So you guys are installing that.
But you got a wire to that beam. We don't wire to that beam. It's just a box that we put on. It has an infrared.
Yeah, he's responsible to wire the gate operator.
Gate operator within itself has a relay with a mirror on the other side.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. It's a box. It comes in there, but there should be a wire to it that you guys control. We don't control it. I mean, it's a box like this. It gets mounted, and the wire comes out. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just providing 110 power to that box.
So, yeah, that comes with the operator.
Joe, at the last meeting, you said June and July pencil rec will be submitted in one package. We received that.
You
sent
it.
So it's in our court now.
Yep. But and it's projected to the end of the month.
A bit early, so.
Yep. I'm skipping this one for a second. Regarding roof and floor drains, KGD requested Piazza test the lines and provide confirmation that this work was done correctly. I don't think we've got anything.
We tested the roof drains when Nancy asked us a month ago. We put holders up there, and we turned around and said the roof drains are clear. We fixed it one clog. We tested all the old. They're clear.
No, I know, but I think Russ had mentioned all we have is you pretty much saying that it was taken care of. They wanted confirmation. We need, like...
That's your job, to be up there with us. Some sort of... Not my job. I did it already.
We could ask somebody to test
them. I mean, guys, you had all these heavy rains. If there were clogged, those drains would have been filled up already. More common sense. But anyway, do what you got to do.
First floor smoke curtain.
Oh, Chris, just related to the roof. Do we have the manufacturer's final inspection?
We're getting it actually today. John's Manville, he's on site right now.
Okay.
And he's doing his final. He came once and did a small punch list, which Seabreeze corrected. And he's back today. Actually, right now, he's walking up on the roof.
Okay.
And he's going to do his final.
Wonderful.
So we'll get you that report as soon as he sends it.
The first floor smoke curtain. Modern Fold wants to get paid for removal and reinstallation so Tall can wire it. What are we doing with this? Did we get a PCO from Piazza?
I got to pull Modern Fold again. That's what I mentioned earlier.
So is there going to be any requirements for that to be tested, whether it's going to be with the elevator company or with the fire department or with anybody?
What
is that going to happen?
In talking with the elevator company, it's not part of their test, but that would be part, I'm making the assumption that would be some KG&D or the engineer, that would be something that's part of the fire alarm test.
Wait, can I ask you a question? You're telling me that you can't go there, unscrew this thing, pull it off, put the damn sensor on it, and put it back? Then we got to go through the manifold for that? How many times have we done this?
Did you look at it? There's like no room downstairs. That's the one.
I understand, but pull it off, take the cover off, pull it off, and you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
and then put it back.
You can do it. You can pull it off and put it back on. I don't know if you need your subcontractor here to do it. You guys can do it yourself.
Okay. Get them.
I think it would be part of the fire alarm, though, because it's tied into the fire alarm, the smoke curtains, right?
Correct.
I think the fire alarm wiring is already
the
in
fire
there.
Alarm, all the wiring
it's
is there.
It's the power.
Everything is there.
But we can't test it without the power. So.
Correct.
But it's part of the fire alarm. It's not part of the elevator.
Correct.
Right. So
we
test
will
it.
Need it completed at some point. So
we need
we
it completed as
it
part of the...
So I'm saying to move it along. Just take.
I mean, try it. I don't know.
Okay. If you got the power to it, how come?
No power to it. That's no problem.
The power's falling in
there. The other wiring to it is. All right, whatever you want to do.
Music room doors. They're having trouble closing because of no airflow in the vestibule.
Yeah, caging rooms now.
Can I make a suggestion to that?
Sure.
All right, because above the door, on both sides, just put an egg crate to get the airflow.
Yeah, I think the partition goes to slab.
What was that, Nick? An egg crate?
You can't put a... I know my condo that I built, I had the same problem. Yeah, I put an egg crate, and then I cut the sheetrock out, just put two grills.
Egg crate.
So,
EGG?
EGG?
EGG? There's
egg.
A hole in the partition
of
the door frame that
would
is that
work.
Not
yeah.
Something?
That.
Oh. You
need some military goes wrong.
Oh,
why?
Well,
first
on here. It's probably a sign.
I get it. The answer is probably going to be you just have to pull those doors shut.
Just like the tin knocker. Slide the sheet metal.
Or maybe just the acrid. You know, this way the air just moves.
It's all about ratings.
Oh, okay. That's not more. I don't know that.
The problem is you built the building too tight. Should have made it leak here.
That's a true statement, you know. That's a true statement.
Piazza, do we have an update on the church stair installation?
We're trying to track it down. I just called them this morning. It was en route last week. As soon as we do that, we'll drill the slab to get the footing to pop it right in.
You'll provide an update if you get something or hear something?
Yes.
Okay. What about the grills for the gym?
Mike, what the follow-up on that?
Grills for where?
In the contract. We owe them two security grills.
Where?
For the inside the gym.
Over the register behind the basketball. Down low. It's like a safety grill.
what about the privacy curtain for the health suite?
It's not in their contract.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did we did Tri-State install the shelving in the health suite? And the sills for stair B?
Oh, they did most of it. They have to see upper.
They have that one sill up high.
Up high, they did.
First floor conference room, we already talked about that. Kane still has their stuff in there. At the last meeting, Savin asked Piazza to address the gaps at the gym doors until the missing saddles are installed. I don't really think we did anything with that.
Saddles should be on site Monday morning.
Sandbags should have been placed.
Yeah, I don't think anybody put anything.
Yeah, they're there.
Yes, I saw
them. Sandbags?
Yes.
Yep. You said Monday, right, Nick?
That's what they told us.
Is that Fordham? Is this Fordham doing
that? No, they're regular flat saddles. They got a little height, but they're...
So, speaking of planning people, if they're going to be done today, and when's Porno coming to put the sunshades in?
I called him this morning, so I'm trying to get him here tomorrow.
All right, because he's got some miscellaneous stuff missing throughout.
Yep, he's aware.
Blazings.
That stuff was on order, so it should be here.
Okay. And when's he moving his stuff out of the basement?
Probably when he comes back to site.
Okay.
Piazza stated they submitted T&M tickets for various CCD work that needs to be signed. KGD asked if this is for their review of the CCD work. Piazza stated yes. That's still open, right?
Yeah, the CCD work that Kevin sent to us. Russ, I'm giving, and I really need you to look at it, because what he wrote here, and then look at the plan, you'll see the contract work, the photographs we have, that the work was, the contract work was done. The TM tickets are for the extra work. Just look at it, please, because I know you said at the last meeting, and I didn't pick it up when you said, we'll let Kevin run with it, but look what he wrote, and just look at it. If you don't want to look at it, it's not going to go in as a claim. So the tickets that Nancy signed was totally for extra work. It was all for the stormwater.
Yeah, the monitoring of that work is not the architect's job, so it should only have been for the extra work.
It is. The tickets show
really
all that.
The construction manager's job.
Okay. All right. Perfect. But when he gave us his paper, he's showing the extra work, and the contract work is lined out. It was done before that. Some of those pipes were put in before when Dave Reed was here.
No, let me cut you off now. So, what Nick and Russ just said, we need to schedule a meeting to go through PCO 108 and 109. So, can we pick a date to do that? Our meeting last week was actually a positive meeting. It was a good meeting. And I believe we could do the same thing with 108 and 109. Can we pick a date? It could be via Teams, because I'll be out of country.
I mean, unless he's saying that you didn't know what you were signing, which is nonsense.
All right, so we're going to do a meeting for that. Thank you.
Wait till you come back. That's it. I mean, it's only been a year and a half. The uncle signed it by me in the car.
I'm calling him.
Okay, this week.
The elevator change order that's being processed, right?
Stop.
Okay, well, no, there was emails. He's got to be here this week.
Regarding the roof rails at the community building, Piazza stated that this should
Brian
be reconsidered.
Brian and I were going to have a conversation on that.
Did you consider where the slab is to put a post and then put a wire? You know, don't know what I'm talking about. Not a, you know, the cable?
The fall, yeah.
And they just clip it to the parapet. When they got to go up there, they take it like a dog leash thing.
I was looking into that yesterday, and I got derailed. So,
but that would be the easiest thing. Just put the post in the slab, and then screw something into the parapet, and latch it.
One of the things I'm looking at. So
that'd be the most easiest thing, and it's out of the hair.
Yep. So it's still in my court, Chris.
Okay. The picket fence, the playground area, that was the submittal that we asked Brian to expedite, right? The latching system?
No.
That's something different?
No, that's separate. Sandy's working on getting us a cut for a different latch.
If you have that latch, you still need to panic?
It has nothing to do with the panic.
Okay, it's the other game. All right.
The COs for signage, Joe, did you get those?
we ordered it. We're just waiting for the change orders to be issued.
Is that issue?
I just asked.
The stair signs, right?
The stairs were. This is.
The two Cardax signs we're just waiting on. Yes.
Oh, okay. That one wasn't issued? I know we were doing it.
We went back and forth on that yesterday, I think, Nance, when I sent you the revised one Monday.
Oh, yeah, I sent that out.
I sent that
to you guys, yes, yesterday. Okay. You were out of the office yesterday.
Okay.
Jim, did we get your revised PCO for the filter change?
No.
You'll have to let me know if you want us to clean all the cassettes, filters. They're washable. Approximately 70 of them. I discussed it with George. We could teach him how to do it.
That's these ones, right?
We'll be doing it eventually.
Okay.
It's not my job to have these on now. Why are they on now?
Why would they be on now?
Why would they? When we turn it over, we'll turn it on. Okay. How about that?
All right, Jim, just reminders for substantial completion, we need the fully functional BMS system.
Do we?
That's what Russ said.
I don't think we do.
Substantial completion.
If I was the owner, I would want it.
The owner has to. Substantial completion is the building must be suitable for its intended use. If the owner can't operate the HVAC system, I don't believe.
Okay.
Well, they can go right to the thermostats and operate them, right?
Okay.
Now.
So that's why I asked the question before. They got to be able to operate the HVAC system.
Which they can.
Okay.
Right now they can.
Okay.
Did Jim, did we get you the opening size for the time capsule?
Not really.
I don't think so. I mean, we have the size of the date stone. So
I'm thinking the box is going to be approximately 30 by 16 by 8. 30 wide, 16 high, 8 deep.
So
8 deep is all about the block behind it.
Exactly.
Is it 10 or is it 8?
I'm not sure. I was going to have Hall here and bring the stone, the date stone, cut it out to prep it.
No, he walked away.
See the depth of it, mark that, and see what we have left over. And I was going to give you that information. He was supposed to do that for me last week, and he did not prep it yet.
So don't do anything yet.
An option would be you take the block out altogether, and the back would be sheet metal. Painted the same color.
Wouldn't that be
but
in
now
the
we're in the stairwell.
It would be in the stairwell.
Yeah.
You could put a plaque over it. You could do whatever you want.
So we have the depth.
And it would be a welded box that no one.
So
can
make
mess
it
with.
6 inches then. Instead of
I think we should put a picture of me and Russell.
Well, at that point, you could get more of the box. I think you're going to want more rather than less, personally.
Really?
They don't even know what to put in.
Exactly, so I don't think it matters.
I don't think
maybe you can access it from this back of the stairs.
The thing you put in there is
a little trap door.
I saw your list. I chuckled at your list, by the way. I thought it was very
she's
good.
She's going to be there for the dedication. You have her sign that book. That has to go in there.
100%. So that
oh, that's a good idea.
Is it that thick? That's a lot of writing.
She's got a lot to say.
But it's disintegrated in 100 years.
Okay.
Jose, the new electric pole.
Boy, you spent a lot of time on this.
Yeah.
He's waiting for the area to be graded so he can get the pole in. I think he's close.
And I think that's an incorrect statement. I said, let us know when you're ready and we'll coordinate and let you put the pole in. An hour or two, something like that, that was needed.
Yeah.
Well, I sent out emails asking for the area to be graded.
I think he's doing it right now, actually, so I'm going to venture to say that he's done and you can come put the pole in. But I'll go check after this meeting.
Well, I'll put if you tell me it's done, I'll put it. If the grading is off and the pole is in the wrong.
Got it.
It's not our spill. We'll get paid to redo it.
No problem.
Okay. Isn't that pole, not that it matters to me. It doesn't matter to me. Forget about it. Keep going.
And Jose, the panels, everything's still on same schedule
is
for that?
Relevant to anything that's happening on site?
Same.
Okay, so then it doesn't matter.
The generator testing and training was completed. Were you going to submit the results?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put that? Submittal exchange? Or email? Or how are you going to?
Yeah, submittal exchange and then we'll be in the closing time.
Okay. Jose Barbasan will be on site 7:23 for the stage lighting, correct?
All right.
Everybody on board
what
for?
What time did we say for that?
I think it's just George. It's going to be there, right? For that?
I think you said 8.
8 a.m.?
8 on Friday?
No.
23rd.
Oh, I don't know.
The elevator
that's the
time.
23rd.
A lot of things happen on the 23rd.
Yeah, play that number I said.
ADT Tall already confirmed they'll be on site 7:23, but like
o'clock, so I'm going to tell them be here 11.
Like Jose said, if they need to come back, they're going to want to get paid. Just a reminder. Regarding security system, Tall stated they are ready to assist ITG with testing. YPS was to contact ITG.
YPS left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they have been doing the testing. They've had problems with the card readers at the doors because the harness was not connected to the edge. water hinge. So that needs to be done. That's not in our scope.
It's not. It's Piazza's.
How many doors?
So what's that?
I said it's not his scope. It's Piazza's scope.
What is?
We've been talking about this for like
3 years. Say it again. I wasn't listening.
The
water that we went over yesterday.
For the hinge.
So what we did, we provided the wires. Kane installed them up to that certain point. The ones that have to be trimmed back and connectors put on, that's not a carpenter's job.
Okay, so let me just add to that.
It's not, but
so
it's still under
the wire
harness
that was provided originally that had the both connectors at each end were too short.
Right, so we got to the longer ones.
The normal ones, but they came without the connectors.
But the connectors are in the box. He has a whole
so
box.
So the wire harness is supposed to come complete. We're not going to go and start adding the connectors. You could add them.
Mike, did you put the harness in?
The harness is in.
Okay,
there's a little box of connectors.
No, we're not taking it from
okay,
there.
Okay, okay.
Leave it.
It's
going to stay like that. We have a little box of connectors.
Leave it.
I mean, to have a little crimping tool.
Listen, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Do whatever you want.
I agree with it.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, it's not mine. Okay?
We're done.
We gave you the harness. They were short. We gave you the longer ones.
The
connectors were in the box, man.
The short ones came with the connectors on them.
So it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Is this something you can do, Jose?
You want to pass? We got to go back, open up all the doors, and splice all the wires.
All the doors.
There's about two that are only working.
But according to Kane, per yesterday's walkthrough, well, we didn't have a walkthrough with them. They were doing their own separate thing. But he said he put in all of them that connected. He plugged in what he could plug in. Very few, like maybe the three in the basement. So I don't know why the other ones aren't working.
So where is the connector?
Look, we don't want to.
Behind the transfer.
We don't want to do it. We went and verified there was power at the doors. We're done.
Okay.
That's it. We're done.
Is it a connector? You just like this?
We did that part. We connected those.
Okay, so where's the power?
I don't know why there's so many doors that are not operating if Kane plugged everything in.
You saw them yesterday. They were not connected.
Yeah,
I saw one door.
That's one. It's the same thing for the rest of them. Open up the rest of them. Because when she goes and swipes the card reader is reading her card, but it's not unlocking the latch because the wire is not connected.
Okay, but what does that have to do with us, with the connection? We gave you the equipment. We gave you the stuff. I'm missing something.
Well, if you want to simplify, give us the harness that has the connectors on both ends, because that's what was specified. Not the harness with the connector separated, then somebody's got to put them on. If you want to put them on, put them on. It's not our equipment. We didn't supply that. We didn't supply the harness. So why do we have to modify it?
The male female head that he's talking about.
And according to your guy, Kevin, he said the ones that came with the connector, he went and got ahead and made the connection. The ones that didn't, he didn't do it. So it's obviously it was part of his work to connect it, and he did do it.
Does Kevin have a list of those doors he didn't do?
That he didn't do?
Right.
I'll try and see how many he didn't do, but he said he did a lot more than. You're saying only two doors work out of the whole building?
That's what the email that I got from ITG.
So that's got to be...
She said the only two doors that were working was the two doors at the data plant.
What would it take to wire and how long?
50 doors.
Do you know how long I've talked about this with these people?
I'm just curious.
I don't know, an hour a door?
An hour a door, so it'd take you over a week, good guy.
I'm not sure how many doors there are.
I just drew 50, I don't know how many doors.
An hour a door, he's got to get the connection.
Yeah.
Or he's got to splice the wire.
Are we talking 50 doors or 25 doors? You know how many doors?
Top of my head, I don't know how many harnesses the security doors are.
It's not 50 doors because you don't have 50 card readers to answer your question.
Yeah,
no, I was throwing a number out.
No, no, I'm just...
Well, let's get the list from Mike, and then we'll figure out...
Well, ITG is supposed to be giving us a report.
They've been saying that for a week, so I haven't seen one yet.
Anybody got an in with ITG, Russ?
I'll make that happen, Robert.
Owner's vendor, Nick. So the answer is no.
What? It didn't affect.
Okay. I'll work that with Robert. And okay, on that stuff.
Okay, he's here, so you can talk to him.
Where is he?
Oh, there he is.
All right, can we move on?
Just a reminder.
Falling asleep and leaving the meeting.
Just a reminder. BGA reminded everyone that the commissioning agent should be on site to supervise startup. YPS stated the school staff wants access to the building in August and the principal would like to do a walkthrough.
I think, to be more specific, August 3rd for the principal's office.
Yeah, it's not going to have furniture on August 3rd, so.
Excuse me?
I'm just talking out loud.
At the last meeting, YPS also stated that the areaway behind the church needs to be addressed. We'll need fencing or padding along the stone. Can't have jagged stone in the area where students will be.
KG's looking at that with Michael. Send your kids. I can't say.
Did we send YPS the dental chair info?
Yes.
Yep.
Final cleaning. We already talked about that. It's gonna starting today.
Mm-hmm.
And Savin also stated Piazza needs to adjust all doors throughout. Some doors don't close and others are hard to open. I think Kane's sort of working on that.
Is he doing that as part of his punches? Does he's going
yeah.
around?
Yeah.
Okay.
In progress.
Have a seat, Robert. Yeah, have a seat. Sure, right there. Right there.
I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so.
Oh, please, no.
Brian? Fran?
No, thank you.
George?
No, thank you.
Russ? Nancy?
One of the missing shades coming.
They're here.
Oh, they're here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. When are they being installed?
Not sure.
Okay. The lady's on vacation.
Yeah, I saw that email. Yeah.
Okay, so does that involve us doing any work?
Probably. Yeah. Don't you got to wire the cafeteria ones?
Like I mentioned earlier, we're doing our punch list. By the end of this week, we're out of here. Anything that's not done, it's got to get scheduled.
I'm sorry, hold on. We're in Nancy. Nancy, what else you got?
Don't leave yet. Yeah. Don't start your sabbatical yet.
Okay, no, it's just...
Don't start your sabbatical yet. Wait right now. Nancy, what else you got?
I mean, somebody else can't call the installers?
We've tried, no response.
I mean, it's like a 30-minute thing. I can get them installed this afternoon if I really wanted to, but I'm not going to.
We don't have the connection you got.
We're trying. Okay, so we've been trying.
Why don't you give them your number? Your connection?
He doesn't like us.
No. I don't have anything.
That's it?
The list is too long.
Jim?
I recommend all the thermostats be set at 74, not 66.
Who's got them set at 66?
You're making the units work harder.
What temperature set is set?
Most of them are 66.
You want them at 66?
Some but 74.
Yes. What is it called?
The design.
What
is he talking about? That is the design.
74?
I'm trying to get the count right now. I texted the
guy. Like a lot? Like a bunch of them? I think they got. They might have been turned on that way because there's like no one in the rooms that would go and.
Everyone I want to.
They're all set. They're installed.
That's what I'm saying. I think they kind of got set. I know when they turned this one on, it was set that way.
Okay, set them at 74 if that's contract. So
they might have to go, Raul or someone might have to actually go and.
There might perhaps be people that are uncomfortable at 74.
Yes. I know I would be.
I told him my.
It's also like 95 plus outside, so.
Jim, do you have anything
it's
else?
It's 100 degrees
this
out.
This is a design day. If this place can maintain 66 on a design day, there was diversity built into the system in excess of 20%, which is what we're trying to design for.
I'm waiting for him to answer.
Okay.
Anything else, Jim?
It just said it works.
Anything else?
What do you
think, sir? Nick?
No, it's the...
Nick, you got anything?
Power transfer.
Joe? Well, these guys want to talk to...
Do you have anything else?
I don't know. I said no.
Thank you, sir. Joe?
I'm good now.
Mike?
Chris, I'm sorry.
On the 23rd, the day you have that, the lighting thing in the gymnasium, can we also fit a little time in to have Nickerson show you the scoreboard operation, the bleachers, and also the basketball hoops and all that?
You want to schedule training?
Yeah, so if George could be on site and whoever else wants to be on site to... I have that power thing for the scoreboards I want to turn over to you guys. Well, I'll bring a transmittal.
Can you send me an email about that? It's like officially...
Get a transmittal and send it over to her. When they do
Paul's going
to
bring one on the 23rd, so I guess we have to go through emails.
Paul?
What did I say? Paul. Paul from Nickerson.
You said that was training on the scoreboards and what else?
Do you have a pickleball court in there?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes, yep. So we'll turn that over to a pickleball,
they all have
pickleball volleyball.
Now.
We'll turn everything over that day.
Play pickleball? No.
I'm unbelievable.
All right, let's wrap up the meeting. Let's
Mike,
wrap
you got
the
anything
meeting,
else?
I figure he would play.
Focus. We're almost there.
Come on.
So we talked about the connections. There's we're having a little problem with the dustproof strikes. Brian, this is for you, with the mechanical room doors. Because the saddle was with a taper on either side where the dustproof strike lands, it's in that taper. You have on your punch list to ramp some sort of reducer on the back side of that saddle, but the dustproof strike still sits in that cant that's on the terrazzo saddle. So Kane doesn't want to drill into it. If they drill into it, someone jocks the door, hits the door hard, it breaks that piece of the saddle off. So we just have to make sure this maybe something we could look at.
Okay. I don't even remember there being a saddle at those doors.
Yeah, there's a saddle out there. So hopefully it's our saddle, but draws a saddle, so it was scheduled to be there.
Anything
if
else,
you
Mike?
Have time, that's it.
You wanted him to look at that today?
If he's got time, we'll take a look at it. Maybe you come up with something.
Mr. Jose, you got anything?
Yeah, so piggyback into Nancy's, since I was rudely interrupted by you.
Sorry.
The shades, we need to know when they're going to be here. We have to power them up. The lift at the back of the stage, when is that going to be here?
Next week.
The power's there. Again, we'll be here the 23rd. If it's here on the 23rd, we'll power it up. And that's the only thing we have to do with that. There's some low voltage wiring that's not part of our scope, so the lift guy is looking for that. It's not part of our scope.
That's for the lift, the stage.
What he's looking for?
Yep.
Yeah,
the push button, the up down, and all that. That's not in our scope.
That's in the installed.
No. We don't do it. Come on, they never do the low voltage.
One second. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, Jose. I'm just saying there's two locations that are not near the unit where you're allowed to call for the lift. It needs a piece of conduit and two 1900 box.
Okay, so what do you want from us?
I'm just telling you what it is.
Can you, Brian, Russ, can you confirm if it is part of their scope or it isn't part of their scope so that we know what we're going to do and how we're going to go about doing it?
Sure, we'll look into it.
Thank you.
Didn't they send us a list of what they needed requirements? Did we forward that to KGD?
You're going to have a walkthrough with the fire department?
No one's just
done. The fire inspector.
It's preliminary walkthrough with the fire inspector. Just to familiarize himself with the building. Next week. That's not the final walkthrough. We'll leave everything for the final walkthrough, which is not yet scheduled. But it should be that first week in August.
No,
okay.
Because they gave him a change
order. When you do the walkthrough with the fire inspector,
to add like the
point
line and all that.
Yeah, I thought there was a dumb deal.
Sure he is.
Additional smoke detectors needed here, there.
Sure he is.
I sure hope not, but they are prone to do that.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
Jose, just circling back as we're talking about it, with the lift, weren't you given a change order to add the phone lines and all?
Yeah, phone lines, not...
None of the other requirements for that lift?
No. We'll look into it, get back here. Don't spend the time.
Mm. Okay. I'll resend the what I think is...
How much work is it?
Minimal. I'm saying minimal, but there's work. There's work.
Jose, you got anything else?
Just the area of rescue, the phone number.
Oh, yeah, the phone numbers for the area of rescue.
I don't know if you saw the reply in the email.
I didn't. What you said.
They have to set up an account.
I had strategy on that email, so he already got your email. So
is the idea that the... And see what those things are. It's not a big deal. They're doing get it out of there.
Yes, I guess during business hours. And then after that, we're going to...
All it is connecting the head to the wire. And matching the wires.
But it rings 10 times. It has to be a separate account.
I guess we're done. When's the next meeting?
All right,
sidebar.
Meeting's over. Next meeting is July 31st. Thank you.
Okay.
So we're not going to strategy?